Okay, so we left off last week. We have discovered a machlekes Rishonim about within this issur of Dvarim Shebichtav, Iyat HaRosh Olam V'Alpeh, whether this issur is limited only to cases when I'm moti somebody else with a chavasam, or whether this applies across the board. I get up and I start saying, Breishis Balakim, not to be moti anybody anything, that would still be a violation of this issur. So we documented that Tois de Masechus Mur, Dafi Dalet, went down the route that it's mutter, as long as you're not moti achim with a chavasam, and the Gra was the biggest supporter of that idea. He claimed the Gemara even says that, and that was told the solution to the age-old dilemma: how could we violate this issur all the time? We say Shema, Pirkonim, Kabbanis, we see all these pesukim be'alpeh. What happened to the issur? Tosfos says no problem. One fell swoop. Tosfos says whenever you're not moitzit chem b'dei chavos, everything is gevaldik. So we said that there are many, many rishonim who don't buy into this. We said first and foremost, Tosfos in our sugi. Again, just as a reminder, we are learning Bava Kama Dav Gimel, in case anyone forgot. So Tosfos in Bava Kama Dav Gimel clearly held that way. The Yesh Mefarshim, who learned Pshat and Rav Yosef that way, and even Tosfos rejected the Yesh Mefarshim, assumed that fundamentally that was correct, that the Yisr of Dvarim Shebichtav applies across the board. And we saw many, many rishonim who gave different answers to that same question that Tosfos and Tzemura posed. Whether it was the answer of Rav Meir Tam, whether it was the answer of Shlomo Nahar, the things that we spent so much time on last week, it is clear that we have documented, if it was well documented, a machlekes Rishonim. The question we have to deal with now is, now that we've identified that such a machlekes Rishonim exists, what is the lumdus bedava? Why should one insist, like Tosfos, that the Yisra is limited to very, very small scope, very limited scope, of only the Hotz Yisra Ram Dechavaz? What's the svar for that, and why do others disagree? So one could address that question, the fundamental question, the Lomdish question, in one of two ways. One could fall back. Is that me or somebody else? You never know these days who's beeping, who's doing what. No problem. Yes, it was Gevalt. Yes, I was giving a shiur to Micha Meir and Shul. And I was told, you were there, right?
No.
Yeah, you were there. It's great. It couldn't have been better planned than this. So we were talking about what? Oh, of course, I wouldn't have been. If you would have been. I'm not accusing you of not walking down Route 4 for the Shia Tibur Chaman. I'm just follow on the fact that you weren't there, because you're always there. So we were talking about Namanas. We were talking about Al-Pidin. Could you believe Asaph decided that the Shechit is Kasha? He's Ramumur, he's a Retzeach, he's a this, he's a that. So what Namanas does the person have when they're not so careful in mitzvah? So we're talking about the loveness of that. So we spoke about, related to that, the Tosca had a whole discussion about Namanas of doctors. If a doctor's not from, and he tells you something, so what status does that have in halacha? Can you believe him, not believe him? He's an umman, not an umman. So we were talking about, I said, you know, a doctor tells you something, and all of a sudden you go run through a chol Shabbos, based on the doctor said, like, mecha taste it, if the doctor's telling you the truth, how do you know? Literally, as the words left my mouth, so one of the doctors in the shul, his phone went off, I heard his a little, very, very low beep, and he went out, and the whole place broke out in a laugh. I don't think hopefully he wasn't paying attention to the laugh. He was trying to take care of the patient. So I said at the time, I said this couldn't have been orchestrated, couldn't have been planned better, but I did not arrange that call to take place in the operating room. I just was planned. It was very, very good timing. So somebody said to me, someone who was visiting Bishav, didn't know he was a doctor, they said, I love the Shia, I understand everything. I didn't think, what was that joke? He didn't understand the joke. They said, the guy's a neurosurgeon. Oh, now I understand. He thought the guy had to go to the bathroom. He didn't understand that the guy's walking out the same time. So, I mean, even the joke has loved this story. Okay. So basically, getting back to that story. So what should we, I don't know why, what did I tell us for?
Oh,
the beep went off, yes. Okay, still the terrors that you brought about to the beep. So getting back to that story. So we're trying to understand the lumdus, why Tosfos should limit the issa to only to when you might see others. So maybe we have to just go a throwback to what we spoke about earlier in the week. Maybe we got to go back to the drawing board and begin to just understand, well, why is this issa also in the first place? So who remembers when we first started the sugya, the very, very first Rishon we quoted who had what to say about the sugya? Who remembers? Before the Tazer Rashi. Before the Yerayim. The Yerayim said, why is there an Issur altogether? So the Yerayim said, oh, come on, it's not an Issur Derayis, it's not an Issur Derabanan. And why did they make this Issur? Who remembers what the Yerayim say? Because what are we afraid of?
Messing up.
We're afraid of what?
No.
The Balabatim, they're not going to believe that this is really here. The Balabatim is going to say, the rabbi made up the whole story. It doesn't really say in the Chumash that you have to keep Shabbos. It doesn't really say in the Chumash, not allowed to speak Lashon Hara. The rabbi made the whole thing up. But if you bring out a text and you open up a scroll and you start reading, here, it says it as I stay, then all of a sudden the Balabatim can listen to everything you say. Maybe all the Rabbanim should start giving drushes out at the same time. Everyone's going to listen to you. So if you say it about Beth, they're not going to listen to you. So comes that svar of the Urayim, and now the Urayim goes the next step. He says, now we understand the Tazin Tzimur. Now we understand why the Yisra only makes sense in the context of other people. If I'm Maitis Rami Dechavasam, it means I'm reading from a Chumash, reading out to me, Maitis, the whole tzibur is listening, ears are on to what the rabbi saying, and I'm being Maitis Rami Dechavasam, and I'm not doing it from a text, so then they're going to laugh at me. They're going to think there's a big joke. But if I'm learning Chumash myself, I'm reviewing for a test, and I want to make sure that I've memorized Matov Alecha Yaakov. So why can't I say things? What's going to go wrong? There's nobody else listening anyway. What could possibly be wrong? So the Sefer Reim himself says, that's the Bira Dover. That's the Tabata. That's the Tyson who was driving at. That since the whole Isra is only out to Balabatim getting confused and getting misled and all this confusion, so that confusion only makes sense when you speak to another person, when you're doing it Benel Benatz, so there's nothing to talk about. So, notwithstanding the state and the Heiliger Rishayim and the Urayim, that Dior, I don't know, we're looking for something different. We're looking for a little bit more pizzazz, a little bit more razzle-dazzle. We don't want to fall back and say that this was only the Rabbanan. Even though it's true, we saw Taz Yishanim, we saw a group of Rishayim who said it's the Rabbanan, but equally so, we saw Rishonim who probably hold that it's a Deraisa. There are many, many Rishonim who probably hold that this is really a real bona fide Issa Deraisa. And if that's the case, that this is the real Issa Deraisa, just to say, well, the Issa Deraisa only applies in situations where there's going to lead to confusion, that doesn't sit well with us. If you want to have our cake and eat it, we want this to be an Issa Deraisa. We're really plotting, because it's the Rabbanan, so it doesn't sit with us as well. We think it's a Deraisa. We want to disagree with the Sefer Urayim. On the other hand, we still want to explain the Tazin Tzimura. We're looking for that middle ground. We're looking for to keep it being Deraisa and still somehow defend that Chiluk that Tazin Tzimura has. So we don't want to fall back on the Urayim's Dirabanan and do it to explain that Chiluk. So is there any way, logically in Lumdus, to insist that this is an Issa Deraisa and still fall back on the Chiluk of Tazin Tzimura? That's really Hashem. So perhaps we could do this based on the following little bit of a background. If you go all the way back, and the sugya is beginning to make almost a complete circle, back on Daf Samach on the days, back in the sugya Masechet Gittin, the Gemara learned out from Sukkim, the Yisro Dvarim Shebichsav, and again, we want to believe this is a Deraisa, not an Asmach, but we're really convinced this is a Deraisa. If you remember, there were two Isurim that were learned out from the same Sukkim. What were the two Isurim? One is Dvarim Shebichsav, but there was another Isur. What was that? Dvarim Shebapeh, Yetai Rosh HaKosvam. You're not allowed to write down the Torah Shebapeh. You're not allowed to write down the Halach. You're not allowed to write down the Gemara. You're not allowed to write down the Mishnah. Everyone's got to say, well, the Gemara's out. You're not allowed to do that. So maybe, since these two Isurim are connected to one another, they're mentioned in the same Pasuk, the same Sugya and Gittin, maybe we should change our Mahalach a little bit. And instead of focusing so much on the Dinim of Dvarim Shebichsav, Yetai Rosh HaKosvam, maybe we should learn the other half of the Sugya first, and perhaps glean some truth from the other half of the sugya that may impact on our half of the sugya. So we have to change course legamri. Forget Dvarim Shebichsav Yetai Rosh HaKosvam for a minute. Let's learn the sugya of Dvarim Shebapeh Yetai Rosh HaKosvam. And maybe there's something that we can extract from that sugya that may be helpful for us. So the Rambam, in this Akdomah to Peshu Mishnah, I put it on the Marim Kermit, or I put Akdomah to Mishnah Torah to Peshu Mishnah. Mishnah Torah. Okay, the Rambam has it in both places. I just, it's easy to find. Peshu Mishnah is tremendous. The Mishnah Torah is only got two pages, so it's easier to find. So the Rambam has it more Be'arichas Peshu. Rambam has it here also. But the Rambam describes what Limud HaTorah was like in the good old days. So the Rambam tells us. Page number 15. Yeah. So the Rambam starts by saying, we must Meish Rabbeinu about Rabbeinu HaKadosh, from Meish Rabbeinu to Rabbi Danasi, lo chibur chibur shem lamdim asab berabim b'tar shebapeh. There was never a work that was put together that would be used to teach Tar shebapeh berabim. So what did happen? El b'chol dor v'dor, rosh beizdin, onavi shay be'os v'dor. So whether it was Eli, whether it was Shmuel, whether it was Yeshayo, whether it was Yechaskel, whether it was whoever it was, Kosev Liatzmo, Zichron HaShmuel, Shishom and Rabbi Yisov. So Shmuel and Novi is sitting and learning with Eli, they're sitting in Mishkan Shiloh, and Eli's telling him, there's a din of Daifen Akuma, and there's a din of Lametes Malachis, there's a din of all the din, all the Teshmapeh, all the dry, everything. And what do you think Shmuel's doing? Shmuel's sitting there, mesmerizing, listening. What do you think he's doing? Paper pen. He's writing it down. So, well, how is he going to remember it? And he's sitting and telling him, Aladini Atayra. How in the world is he going to remember it? So says the Rambam, that's exactly what happened. Kaysim Yatma Zichon HaShmuel Shalom Rebbe Yisuf. Umalamina Peberab. But then, when the Rebbe's turn, when the Talmud would become a Rebbe, when it was his turn to transmit it to the next generation, what happened all of a sudden? What got put away? The paper got put away. The notebooks got put away. From Malam and Apeva Rabbim. V'chein kol echad b'yechad kaysev li'atzmoy. Again, paper just came out again. Gefik kocho mi'bir ha'toyra v'mi'chol se'ak k'mo sheshoma. So he would write down all the perushim that he had heard from his Rebbeim. And he would write down the bir ha'toyra u'mi'chol se'ak. What does that almost smack of? Bir ha'toyra u'mi'chol se'ak. Well, what does that sound like the Rambam is alluding to? What do you think the difference between Bir HaTorah and Hilchaseah means? Bir HaTorah is much closer to the Perushim Hawa, HaMekubolim B'Sinai, means the interpretation of the Torah itself, the Torah Shebichsav. Namely, he would write down, Ayin Tachas Ayin means moment. He would write down, Machas HaShabbos means the day after Yontif. Said, Ta'anos Tav Shaseichem means fasting. Achbam Rishon Tashbisu means Erev Pesach. The Bir HaTorah, that's the official translation, the explanation of the Torah. Umi Hilchaseh, what are the halachas? Those are the what? The halacha Moshe Messina. So this was all written down. And what else was written down? Everything was written down. Umi Devarim Shenishchachu b'chol dor v'dor b'dinim sh'lolomu v'fi HaShmua. Things that were not included v'fi HaShmua. How did we get those dinim in the first place? Ela b'midah m'sholosh esrei midas v'iskim olem beis din hagadol. But the Rambam succinctly, in 1.5 lines, just described, is exactly what we spoke about B'Arichos, exactly all the different halakim of Tejra. We spoke about this B'Arichos. When did we talk about this? In which sugya? When did we talk about the Rambam's three categories of Tejra B'Apeh? Tejra B'Apeh of, in the Hilchot Gemirah Mitzvaros, right? The Hilchot Mitzvaros. We spoke about, there's the halakas Moshe Messinai, those are the Hilchotel. Then there's the Biur HaTorah that the Rambam in other places calls the Pirushim HaMekubalim HaSinai. And now he has the Dvarim Sheskim Oleim. Those are the, in a sense, the Gemiri laws, the Rambam Shita, whatever is Dash of the Gemiri Bidus. And what happened with all these three different Halachim of Torah? What did the Rambam say? Kaysev Liatzmai. Each and every generation, it was written. V'chein Hayadover Tomid Ad Rabbein Rakodesh. This was going on for over 1,000 years. What happened in the days of Yudan Nosi? Who kibetz kol haShmuas, the kol haDinim, the kol haBiurim, the haPirushim, sheShomer Moshe Rabbeinu. He put together all the halachah Moshe Messinai. He put together all the Pirushim of Kabbalah Messinai, and he also put together b'Shalom Dubeis Din Shebechol Dor Vador. He put together all the drushes of the last 1,500 years, kula. And what happened? How did what work? What grandiose work did he put it into? The Chibur MeHakol. What do we call that? Sefer Mishnah. That is the Mishnah. And he began to teach the Mishnayos, the Klal Yisrael. The Nigla L'Chol Yisrael, the Kasvu Kulam. And everybody started to write the text of the Mishnayos. For Rav Tzur B'chol Mokom, it spread throughout Eretz Yisrael, and then to Babel, and then to other communities. There were Jews already in Rome, there were Jews in Alexandria, there were Jews throughout the world. Kedei Shalot Tishakech Tosh about Pemi Yisrael. V'lama Osar Rabbeinu HaKodesh Kach. Why did he do this? What was wrong with the way things were? Why did he write a chibur that should be spread to the rabbim? After all, until the days of Yudan Nasi, everyone had written personal notes, but nobody had written a chibur to be taught mitecha chibur. Why didn't he leave it the way it was? He saw that the Talmidim were not as many as they were. And he saw that the situation was already 150 years after the Churban. Klaisel had already suffered the Churban. They had already suffered the destruction of Beitar. They had already suffered Gemalchus. All the years of persecution from the Romans. And there was Taka, a little bit of a break in the action. The situation politically was was a good climate. By then, Rebbe had a personal relationship with the emperor, and things were a little bit of a rest. But he saw what was going on. Rebbe also understood. He was able to read history. Malchus Roposhetus Ba'olam. He saw the Romans were getting stronger. The Roman Empire was extending. The Romans were as far as, how far, who knows, how far did the Romans make it in the world? They made it as far as where? As England. They were as far as England in the west, and they were well into Asia and the east, and they were taking over the whole world. And he saw that Klaus was going to Golos. He already saw there were Jews already in Arabia, later became Taman. And there were Jews already in Rome that later became the Ashkenazi communities. And there are Jews already, by that time, that was starting to spread to Spain. And there were Jews in North Africa. He saw that things were not the way they were. And therefore, Chiber Chibur Echad, Lios Biat Kulam, Kadeshu Meduba Meherav Lo Yishkach. And he realized that unless we put this into writing and make it available for all of Klal Yisrael, Torah is going to be forgotten. V'yashav kol yomav hu beizdino v'limdo ha-mishnah b'rabim. So the goal of Rebbe Dan Nossi, the contribution, par excellence, to Torah Shabbat Peh was, he took whatever was there, he codified, put it into a written text, and spread that written text throughout the entire world, and that's the Mishnah Hayis. And that was the change that took place the days of Rebbe Dan Nossi. What was the matir for that change? After all, it was a change. I mean, if it would have been done 100 years before, there would have been a problem. What was the matir? What was the Gemara saying? Gittin? Eisasos Hashem. The Rambam just described in beautiful, poetic, historical description of what the Gemara says succinctly in one line, Eisasos Hashem Eferes Eisach. But I don't want to talk about Rabbi Yudan, Nossi did. I want to talk about what happened beforehand. And what was going on before? People were writing down anyway. What changed? Before, it was a private writing. The chiddush of Rebbe Dan Nossi was the Eis Basos was not to do what was otherwise asur, namely to make it into a public Mesiras HaTorah. What do you see from this Rambam, Rebbe Yosei? That even in the old days, even Yeshua Ben Nun took notes. Maybe even Moshe Rabbeinu took notes. I don't know. I don't have his notebooks. Imagine what that would go for. Moshe Rabbeinu's notebooks. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu took notes also. That doesn't say one with it. I don't know. But everybody took notes, and that's okay. And that's fine. And that's not a violation of Dvar Shabbat Peh, Tavar Shalom Kosvam. What do you see from the Rambam, Rabbi Yosei? What's the nature of the Isser of Dvar Shabbat Peh, Yet Tavar Shalom Kosvam? It's not an Isser of what? It's an Isser of what? Who's going to tell me? It's not an Isser of Limud HaTorah. There's nothing wrong with chazering from my notes. That's okay. You're allowed to learn Tavar Shabbat Peh, B'chzav. What? It's a problem of... It's a problem of Mesiras HaTorah. It's a problem of teaching Torah. It's a problem of transmitting Torah. It's a din of the Mesirah. Mesiras HaTorah has to be the way it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. So the Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel Torah Shebichtav Bichtav, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a Sefer Torah, gave him a text to write, and he was Mekabel Torah Shebapeh Be'alpeh, and that's the din L'deira, says the Rambam, that the Mesiras HaTorah from Rebbe to Talmud has to mimic the Mesirah from Moshe Kibbutah Har Sinai, Bichtav, Shteit Bichtav, Be'alpeh, Flight palpeh. That's the din of Mesiras HaTorah. Personal limud HaTorah, because then they do whatever you want. If you want to take notes and study, it's easier to chaz for the bechini with notes, because of the That's the Rambam Shita clear. And the only thing that was nischadish because of Eis Lasos was the het there, to even be mice of the Torah, was the old system was just not going to work anymore. Notwithstanding what the Rambam says, Rashi disagrees in Maseches Temura. Those who saw the Sugya in Temura, Rashi disagrees. What does Rashi say in Maseches Temura? Anyone saw? The Rashi, the Maseches Temura. Yes. The Gemara has a very, very strong line about Kais VeHalachis. The Gemara says, Kais VeHalachis Kesirif HaTorah. If a person writes down the Halachis, writes down Torah Shabbat Peh, it's tantamount to burning the Torah. Why is it burning the Torah? So Rashi quotes two different interpretations. So the second interpretation is what's relevant for us. Rashi says, Loshen Achir, She'osel HaShayson, K'suvim, the Torah Shabbat Peh. Rashi says, if you dared and wrote down the halacha l'moshe mesiras, you dared and wrote down the drasha, you dared and wrote down Torah Shabbat Peh, what do you have to do with it? You have to burn it. I mean, I don't know, literally burn it, put it to shame, you put it in Geniza. Why? Because you're not allowed to leave it around. That's what the Gemara means when it says, Kais v'halacha is kaseri for a Torah, because there's an issur to leave it around. Would the Rambam ever say that? Would the Rambam say there's an issur? Not only would the Rambam not say it's an issur, the Rambam would encourage you to do it if you need it to study for the Bechina. You can't teach it to your Talmidim from the text. That, the rabbi says, you have to close the text, put it away, put it in the drawer. But in terms of the Rambam would say you have to burn, you have to throw it out, you have to put it into God, put it into Gnis and Sheamus. It's ridiculous, says the Rambam. The Rambam says that's what they did. The Rambam says for thousands of years that's what they did. They wrote the Divrei Torah, they wrote the Halachas. So clearly, this Chiddush that the Rambam said that it's okay, even in the old days, pre-Rabbi Nasi, to write Torah Shabbat, as long as you don't teach it, clearly Rashi doesn't buy into that. Okay, so Rashi's, Rishon's, a lot of disagree, but the Rambam clearly sticks to his guns, sticks to his position that the Isser of Torah Shabbat Peh to be written down is not an Isser Ksiva, it's not an Isser Limud, it's an Isser Lelamed.
How does the Rambam, for that matter, Rashi, deal with recording the Zeros based in these are clearly the Rambam.
You want to know, does that Isser of Ksivas Torah Shabbat Peh include Din D'Rabbanan? The Pashtus, the answer is that's also included, because once a Din D'Rabbanan becomes Nigza, once it's made by the Beis Din, it becomes a Cheftz of Torah Midaraisa. That's what the Rav had a famous time. The Rav said, when you light Neiros Chanukah, that's a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. But when you learn the Sunya of Neiros Chanukah, that's a Mitzvah D'Raisa. Because it's a Cheftz of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's like a little brisk. Torah is the most antithetical to being a Cheftz, because Torah is the most physical thing that would exist in this world, but in brisk, Torah is a cheftza. So Reb Chaim said, it's a cheftza from Torah. So the Rav said, it's a cheftza of Torah Shabbat.
The Rambam speaks about how it was only usher to do it by Rabbim. I mean, it was usher to write down things and publish? Or
no.
It was usher to teach from?
To teach from, no, it means to teach.
From notes.
Yeah, he meant to teach from notes.
Yeah. Two questions.
We didn't say anything yet. I just read a Rambam a little couple lines down.
I think it's a good one.
You think the Rambam's good?
No, the question.
Okay. No. You got a good track record, except for last week, yeah.
I don't understand what Rashi's saying. Why would we ever have this fear? Are we going to say that everything, you can't have anything written down?
Right.
You cannot have anything with paper on it, ever.
Except for Sefer Torah.
Why don't we have the same Peshash that it would burn down on Shabbos and you can't?
Burn down. Rashi just says that, again, the Gemara says this very, very strong statement. So Rashi goes to Pshatim. One Pshat Rashi says has nothing to do with that topic. The second Pshat is the Pshat that will work. Lush Nacharina. Rashi says you're sorry for Satara because you have to put into Shemus. You're causing the Dvar Hashem to be put into Shemus.
No, I'm saying I'm Lush
Nacharina. That is Lush Nacharina. Lush Nacharina, forget about Lush Nacharina for now.
No. Okay, and then what about, right, with this? Is there no concern with the Rida Tadoros? Like, why wouldn't they have it written down?
So once they reach the point with Eis Lasos, even Rashi agrees it's Mutter. Eis Lasos is Matter. Whatever the Issa was, Eis Lasos is Matter. But we're living in a world of pre-Eis Lasos. We're discussing what did the world look like in the days of Yeshayahu HaNavi. So according to the Rambam, everybody had their private notes. According to Rashi, nobody had private notes. Now again, hard for me to know that. I didn't live in the days of Yeshayahu HaNavi. It's trying to be a test. We don't have any records of that. But according to the Rambam, people were taking notes back then, and according to Rashi, no such thing. And those few people who were sorry for Satara. So basically, this idea that the Rambam is telling us, that the Isser of Dvarim Shabbat Peh B'Chsav is an Isser of Mesivas HaTorah, maybe that's the secret to the Tizen Tumur as well. This Isser of Dvarim Shabbat B'Chsav B'Apeh and B'Apeh B'Chsav is the same Isser. It's not from the same pulses. What's the nature of the Isser? When you Meister Torah to others, it has to be done Kitzurasa Sheninu Misinai. The Tzur of Torah Shabbat B'Chsav must remain B'Chsav. So if I'm learning privately, Parshas Bereishis, and I want to just say Pesukim B'Yalpeh, that's okay. That's the halakha equivalent of what, Rabbi Yisrael, according to the Rambam's understanding. When I say Matovu, I say the Seres HaDibros to myself, what is that the halakha equivalent of? That's like taking notes of the Shia. The same way the Rambam says, you're allowed to take private notes of the Shia, because you're not being moist of the Torah to others. So too, when you're saying Pesukim B'Yalpeh to yourself, you're not being moist of the Torah B'Chsav to others, therefore there's no need to read it from a text. But the minute that you're moist of to others, what does it mean to be moist of the Torah B'Chsav to others? When I'm saying a pasuk to be moist to you, and now I turn around and I say those Pesukim without a Sefer Torah there, that's a flagrant violation of the Torah B'Chsav. That is the equivalent of saying a Shia from notes. And that's the problem. According to Rambam, that's the Nisa Derais in the old days. It's not as Etzmutter, Eis Lasos Hashem, but if you lived in a world pre-Eis Lasos, so then it would be an Issa Derais to say Shia from notes. That's exactly what Tzitzit Temura says, mirroring that Isser is to be Meitzechem Yidichavosim. So we just came up with what we wanted. Either we just came up or we just made up what we wanted. Namely, we're working with an Issa Derais, so we're not, you know, relegating this down to this Rabban. We're not willing to just say, it's all Rabban, the Arayim, and call it a day. We're dealing with the Haggadah, the Araisa. The Afa Pichain, we can salvage the Tizen Tumur's distinction. Tizen Tumur is not just an arbitrary distinction, but rather it gets to the heart and soul of what the Yisr is. the Isser is an Isser Mesiris HaTorah, and Mesiris Tosh V'Chsav, thus made, that's called when you're Meitzia Chemidei Chavos. If you're not Meitzia Chemidei Chavos, this Nishke Mesiris HaTorah. If it's not Mesiris HaTorah, it's a private affair. Private affairs are mutter, no matter how you do it. The only time it becomes subject to these Isurim is when it's being done Decha Rab. Rabbi saying, there's something else in between the lines of the sugya. Because you're having a relationship with you and others. You are being most of the Torah to others. So being most of the Torah Shemichsav means I'm reading the Torah for you to hear. That's the Mesiris HaTorah. When I get up and I lane, that's the Mesiris HaTorah. So if I get up and lane without a Sefer Torah, that's a problem. That's an incorrect method of Mesiris HaTorah.
Laning, but laning is always about learning Torah.
That's what laning is. Laning is I'm doing a Kriyas HaTorah B'Rabim. We're enabling the whole Tzibut to learn together. So I'm being most of the Divrei Torah to the Rabim in a way that was not sanctioned by the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It was not originally done to Russia. That's the name of the Yisra going to Rambam.
If you're using the Rambam, would you say that nowadays, though, then it's not just a Doraisa? Because the Rambam says Eislasos is
not through everything. Oh, so you want to know, can Eislasos be not the Doraisa B'chtav B'yapel also? Well, you got to hang in there. That's going to be the punchline of the Sugya, maybe. Okay? We'll hang in there. So Rabbi say, but there's still something else. It still has to be clarified in terms of that Tazen Tumura. Because that Tazen Tumura is really an eye-opener. You know, the treasure. You have to be medayik. You see a rishon, and as we say so many times, the Baal HaTayz is sitting and writing this Tayz and Tamura. So they didn't want to just have their feet up and having a cup of coffee and just, you know, throwing around svaras. They were working every line. So Tayz is asked in the 10th of Mar Mekomis again, Vim Taymar, Vehechi Kam Binim is Mer Mapeh. How could we say Tillim by heart? Vehesh Lemis is Tayz, they will happen Mashakasa Bechumish. So Tayz's first thought that this was a valid distinction. Torah is different from the Vim Uksuvim. Now, in the end, Taisa says that teretz doesn't suffice because we say Torah also about Pesach. So they had to come up with their svar of lohotzi achirim. But mitchilas divrayim, and it could be they never backed out mitchilas divrayim. They backed out by necessitating an additional teretz, but the original teretz was still endless. The original teretz was kedush kedoshim. They still stuck to their guns that the Isser only applies to chumash, doesn't apply to vim uksuvim. Rabbi said we just discovered that nikud of Taisa and Tamura is also taken on by who? Who else disagrees with that? Half of Tysus? The Baal HaTosfos where? Which? What? Where? Back by us. Back by the comment of Gimel. Why? Because Tysus is talking about a posuk and where? Where's the posuk again? Ovadia. Ovadia is a parchumish. For those who don't know, Ovadia was one of the Treasar. Those who don't know, Treasar is one of the Nevi'im. Those who don't know, Nevi'im is part of Tanakh, but it's not Chumash. Okay, so we just give you one half a credit for Bible. Okay? So, minor prophets. Okay, count. So, Ovadia, minor prophet. It's like minor fast day. It's only Shabbos and Thomas. What's the difference? Okay. So, the Heilige Novi Ovadia. Taisa says, Avadah is bound by the Yisra Dvarim Shabbosav. Yetosh Lom Yerapah. Avadah and Avadah. And the Yisra Fajr say, that's why Rav Yosef had to go down the root of Targum. And Taisa says, Eis Lasas. But Avadah is a Nisagomor of Dvarim Shabbosav on Nevi Muxuvim. And where Taisa and Tamur said, no. No, it's not true. There's no Isser on the Vim Uksuvim. What's the Nekudas Machlokes about that? So we have these two Taisim, the Baal HaTosfos who were learning Maseches Tamura. The brisket Baal HaTosfos was sitting and saying Shurim on Tamura. The regular Yeshiva Shemesecht, they were saying, writing Taisim on Baba Kama, and we're getting different volume. We're getting so many Machlokes. They're fighting about whether the Isser is on the Holtzi or the Isserabim. They're fighting about the Vim Uksuvim. What's the Nekudas Machlokes about this point? This second Machlokes is now. What should that depend upon? Do you think the Yisra should apply to Vim Uksuvim, or should you somehow think the Vim Uksuvim is different? So how would we begin to tackle the lumbus behind this Machlokes today's entire? We identify the Machlokes. What's the Bira Dova? So when you want to explain lumbus, we've got to go back to the sources, namely, why is this thing Asr in the first place? Okay? Why is there an Yisra with Vim Uksuvim in the first place? And maybe if you figure out the answer to that question, maybe that will impact on the whether it should or should not be true for the Vim Uksuvim. So we've had a lot of svaras thrown around. And there's another svara thrown around we haven't yet even addressed, and that appears in the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef Me'atzmo comes up with another idea. Why is it by high that you're not allowed to Dvarim Shebichtav Be'al Peh? It's also a very derabbanan dikas svara. It's a very chashashas dikas svara. Conceptually, it's like Rabbeinu Tam, you're going to make a mistake. Or it's conceptually like the Sefer Yoreim, we're going to get confused, or people are going to stop writing Sefer Torah. But the Beis Yosef writes another reason. The Beis Yosef says, if you learn Torah Shebichtav Be'al Peh, you're going to lose a very, very important dimension of Parashat B'Chasav. What is that? You're going to say the psukim, you know, Bereishis Bo, Kibbutz Hashemayim V'Hatzeretz. You're going to say the psukim, but what will you not be sensitive to? What's going to be missing in the? You may know a crackerjack. You can say the whole Torah. It's going to be a tough be'alpeh. What's going to be missing? The ksiv, kriyuksivs. Is it a molivav? Not a molivav? You know, that can make all the difference in the world. So you're going to say you're going to get the parshas emor, and you've been going strong since bracious to emor. Not a mistake. Nothing. There's no way of knowing what. Is it Molly? Is it Chosar? If you don't get into the habit of learning Mitech HaKsav, that could be an unbelievable kilkul. So now you're going to be sitting Erev Sukkot and trying to figure out, you're trying to build your sukkah, and your wife says, you better put it in another wall. And you say, not on another wall. Yes, you do it. It all depends. Is the sukkah written Molly? Is it written Chosar? I have no idea. I don't have a Chumash. I don't have a Sefer Torah. It's all from memory.
The other day you mentioned that Tefillin and Mezuzahs can be written by Al-Peh. But I may know it's Kriya Shema Al-Peh, but I don't know.
So then you shouldn't be a sefer who's writing tefillin and mezuzah b'al peh. You better be a baki b'chaseris b'yaseris. You're right. So come to b'chaseris and says it's going to be a big mikshol. It's going to be a confusion, and that's why you shouldn't do it. So again, this is ka'ein the svaras of the iranium the rabbanan tam. It's some kind of a chashash mit the rabbanan. So comes the chavis yoir, shalos jews chavis yoir with early acharonim, who says he thinks that this b'chaseris is the secret to the machloikis to Taisim Bavakam, Taisim Tamura. What's the secret? Says the Chavis Yoir, I can begin to understand the Taisim Tamura. Taisim Tamura makes a lot of sense. Why? If you're going to tell me that the only thing that we're worried about is mistakes in Mullahs and Chasers, says the Chavis Yoir, Bamedvam Amurim, mistakes in Mullahs and Chasers bother us, that's when they're going to have some very serious halachic implication to them, right? Like in Chumash. So if you don't know whether there's the vav there or not, that's going to impact the halacha on how many walls you have. But between you and me, I mean, we love the Navi Shayo and Yecheskel Teresa or Vadya, you know, Eov, we love it all. But between you and me, if you say Shemalas and you don't know whether there's a vav or there is a vav or not a vav, does it make the slightest bit of difference, says the Chavis Yoir? It doesn't make any practical difference. You know why? Because we all know that what can't you learn from Navi? Can't learn halacha from Navi anyway. Eilad Varm, Ein Navi Rosh L'Chadish Dova, right? Everybody knows that. So Navi can be mechadish in Udin. So nobody's learning Navi as a vehicle for halacha anyway. I cheat in my shul. I give a Navi shiur every Friday night. Everybody knows it's not really a Navi shiur. It's halacha shiur. But if I say halacha shiur, no one will come. So I say Navi. People think it's more laid back. So we have a cholent and everything called in a Navi shiur. But it's really halacha shiur. So we're learning the end of Yeshua and a little prophet of Yeshua. So we got a whole shiur about kibush aretz, but the kibush is a mechadish. Not a mechadish, is a bala. So we're learning Navi Yeshua, right? Okay, good. Just to make it clear. So some the Chavis Yoir, they know dinim in Navi anyway. So what's the difference that you get a few vavs here and there? It doesn't make much of a difference. So what would the other day say? Says the Chavis Yoir, the Rishayim, the Taisim of a Kabbalah says it's equally also to Neviim also. What would he say? That's not true. There are dinim in Navi. What do you mean? The Gemara says that there are dinim that were learned from Navi. How do you know that an Oriel can't avodis a kabanas? It's a poskim Navi. How do you know that? The next, then why didn't it? A lot of dinim the Gemara says doesn't take the fashion of Chumash. It says in the Navi, so maybe the Raya Allah is the death of the Navi. So what would the Taisim Tamura respond? Yeah, those are all smachtas. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Ad as yecheska mal amra. What did they do for Moshe Rabbeinu to yecheska? All the Israelim are doing avoda. So he says, no, it's all hukse gemirla. He's all hukse sinai, hukse gemirla, whatever it was. So there are no real dinim in Navi. There are rabazim in Navi. No real dinim in Navi. So the Chavis Yoir says that's the nekuda that Taisa is not sure about. That everybody's working with that same basic mahalach. That the nature of the yisur is out mistakes, out confusion, out lack of clarity in terms of psukim, in terms of drushes. And now the shayla is a very, very technical approach. Is that does that concern appear in Navi or not? Now, Rabbi say this mahalach of the Chavis Yoir is very, very similar to what? In terms of, we've identified a machlekes that we've shown him about the details, the parameters of a particular iser, and we're explaining the machlekes in terms of everyone agrees there's some kind of a concern to Rabbanan, and the machlekes is that concern exists. And this is very, very reminiscent of who Rabbi say. This is like right out of whose textbook? It's like the Urayim. What did the Urayim say in the beginning of Shia today? He said, the whole list of Dorim Shabbasav is some kind of chashash. But not to be sure. It's chashash, not a chashash. Balabat is going to make a mistake. They're going to get all misled. So to say, if your Urayim, it gives up. If the reason doesn't apply, then the concern to Rabbanan doesn't apply. So that's the same mahalach that the Chavos Yoar was going, that in order to identify the parameters of this Isser, whether it applies to X or to Y or to Z, you got to go back to the drawing board, figure out what the concern was, some concern with the Rabbanan, and then plug in and see whether that concern makes any sense. So the Chavos Yoar made up a concern, not really to make up, he caught up a Beis Yosef who made up a concern, and now he's plugging it into Taisa and saying, one Taisa said, yeah, it's a concern, nish concern. So the same way we just, you know, in our heart of hearts, we didn't want to go down the Sefer Reim. Why? Why did we want to go down the Sefer Reim? Because we wanted what did we want? We like their ISIS, you know, we like their bundles, but we want their ISIS, come on. First out of Pesach, right? We want Pesach life. We want to study their ISIS. Their bundle is nice. We want lots of their ISIS. We want an issue of their ISIS. We're plotting for some their ISIS here. So we want to work within the guidelines that this is the real bona fide, the real McCoy issue of their ISIS, and we still want to explain the way the two Taisis themselves. We don't want to go down that route of the Heilige Chavos Yoar with the Bishayisim, with the Maisvach, with the Rabbanans. We want to look at the two Taisis and say, no, there's some real deraisa taking place here. So good, what is it? So what's the deraisa here? So now, good, we've discovered, very nice, we've discovered in America, the Machlekes, two days in Taisis, that the Yisra applied in Avim Uksuvim, and we're convinced that there's a din deraisa going on here. So now explain to you, what's the Machlekes? What's the Nekudas of Machlekes? So Rabbi saying, it's clear that if we are correct, what the Nekudas of Machlekes is, what does this word mean, Devarim? Shebichsav. Al zeh ne'amar, the yisr deraisa of ksav l'chasa Devarim Eila. Can someone please tell me the text of Devarim Shebichsav that the Rebbeinu Shem was referring to Moshe Rabbeinu? What was included in that phrase, Devarim Shebichsav? Where did it start and where did it end? So the first word we're pretty comfortable with, but the first word, Bereishis. Anything before Bereishis is not Torah Shebichsav. Anything before Bereishis, the verse is not supposed to be learned, not supposed to be talking about. That's why I never understood why we're having discussions about things that happened before my Bereishis. The verse is not supposed to talk about those things. Because no one really understands that. So who are you kidding? So before Bereishis, the Gemara already says, V'yom Asos Adam Hashem Adam Al Aretz Mekzeh Shema Mekzeh Aretz. The Pesuk says in Vayis Chanan that you're allowed to discuss and you're allowed to ask, you're allowed to philosophize that anything from Brias Adam onwards, anything prior to Brias Adam is so susum, it's so nelam enikol chai, that anything you're going to say is automatically not even in the ballpark of reality. So before Bereishis, there's nothing to talk about. What's the last word of Dvar Shebichsav? It's going to test your knowledge of Kitzur Kedush. Who here thinks the word is Yisrael? Who here thinks it's another word with the same last letter? The last letter of Dvar Shebichsav is Alamed. Who knows what that word is if it's not Yisrael? It's very similar. It's funny. Just coincidentally. Maybe. What's the last possible word of Dvar Shebichsav? What's the last word of Chronicles 2? V'ya'al. V'ya'al. It's the decree, the world decree of who? The last person to get in, the last word of Kisvei Kodesh. Well, Koresh sends a message throughout the world. Mi b'chem, who wants to go live in the Beis Hashem? No, the Vruchas, I forget what the words are. V'yal, he should go up, should make Aliyah. That's the last word of Kisvei Kodesh. Never shall go move to Eretz Yisrael. That's what it says. V'yal, should go in Aliyah. It's the last word of Kisvei Kodesh. Interesting. Say for Bereishis starts with, what does Rashi say? Why is Bereishis there for? Who needs Bereishis? Why? To teach you that Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael. So Sefer Torah begins, Kisra Kodesh begins with Eretz Yisrael belonging to Klal Yisrael, and Kisra Kodesh ends with Eretz Yisrael belonging to Klal Yisrael. Not that very. Okay. So for Ya'al, is that the last word of Tvarim Shuchsavana? What am I asking, Rabbi Sai? I'm not playing a game with you. What am I asking?
Depends how you look at the words of Tvar Shebichsav. You see, that's like a halachic requirement. So, meaning, Ein Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah Chodesh Davar might end at Leinei Kol Yisrael, at the end of the Torah. So then that might mean that we're looking at Tvar Shebichsav from Bereishis to Leinei Kol Yisrael. But if we see it as something that's all-encompassing, that the Nevi'im have announced, it's Tvar Shebichsav, it includes...
Okay, so basically you're touching on a very, very basic nekuda, namely, This is Mamash Tanach Shir. This is, what is the relationship between Tof and Nun and Chof? What is the relationship between Nevi'im and Ksuvim vis-a-vis Torah? There is a halachic entity called Dvarim Shebichsav. There is a halachic concept called Ksivas HaTorah. What is included in Torah Shebichsav? Now, everybody agrees that the Sefer Torah that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu had ended with Lehne Kol Yisrael. That's a given. Whether or not Moshe put the last word in there, she'll put that we spoke about. But everyone agrees that was it. Everyone also agrees that built into the system, HaKadosh Baruch had already told Klal Yisrael, they're going to be Nevi'im in the future. Nevi Akim Lachem Yamekem V'samti Dvar B'fiv, there's going to be a Navi, and it was built into the system that the Nevi'im are not just going to prophesize, you know, Balpeh, there's going to be a Ksiva. Ksiv Zot Zekarom B'Seifas Yibin Shashua. It was already part of the system. There's going to be a Ksiva Sivim Ksuvim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was actually showed, the Gemara says, V'alem G'chol Advarim, the Moshe Rabbeinu was given a glimpse of what those Nevi'im were. So the idea of Nevi'im and Ksuvim and Kisra Kodesh, that was part of the system in Chil, but it wasn't given to Klal Yisrael. They didn't have it. When they were sitting and learning Torah Shebichtav in the days of Yeshua Ben-Nun, they weren't learning the Navi Yishayahu, they weren't learning Daniel, they weren't learning Divrei Yom, they weren't learning Esther. As years went on, and different generations, different needs, so Kodesh Baruch Hu gave these Giluyim to the Navi, Navi Mekir Bucha Mechir Chaman Yakim Bucha Hashem Mekech Elav Tishmaot, so that Pasuk was fulfilled, so now a Navi was given a Nevuah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed that Navi to write down the Nevuah, and then that Nevuah became incorporated in Kisvei HaKodesh, and then finally, by the days of Yashik Tesa Kedoyla, everything was put together, and it was, this is Kisvei HaKodesh, Ad Kan V'lo Yoseh, and anything that was written afterwards, and again, I wasn't there in the days of Yashik Tesa Kedoyla, how did they figure out what was it, was part of Kisvei HaKodesh, so that's a complicated, it's a whole sugim b'vabasra, but at the end of the day, Nimna V'gomru, and the Beis Din had the koyach to be Kaveya, Vosas Kisvei HaKodesh, was Nish Kisvei HaKodesh, and any svarim, there were other books that were written, some great fascinating books that were written at that time that were never included in Kisvei HaKodesh. So when you sit and learn those other books and you read those books that were written at the same time by many very great people, and the Gemara says there were many, many Nevi'im. There were many, many great Nevi'im throughout Bayis Rishon who were given Nevuas, but those Nevuas were not Nitan Mikasev, they weren't part of Kisvei HaKodesh, they were Nitzach L'Dairus. Again, I don't know how to even make the judgment. That's why I'm not on the Yashik Nesek Gedolah for many, many reasons. But if I would have been on the Yashik Nesek Gedolah together with Ezra and Nechemiah and Mordechai, some really great, great, big personalities who knew the sugya of what was main part of Kisvei HaKodesh, so I would have been smart enough to figure out. So the Gemara Bava Basra tells us, at the end of the day, these are the Chavdal Sifra Tanakh. Ad Kan V'lo Yoseh. There is no other Svarim that have Kedushas Tanakh to them. And therefore, if a person learns these, he's fulfilling Talmud Torah. A person is reading other books, he's done wasting his time. He's learning history, maybe, yeah, maybe no. It's not limited Torah. So I want to know this is a halachic concept called Kisvei HaKodesh. I want to know, is that called Torah Shebichtav b'Deraisa? That Chefzef and Torah Shebichtav, that their halachic ramification of Torah Shebichtav, is that Chal, is that Teifes until that very last Lamed of Divrei Hayomim? Or is the halachic concept of Torah Shebichtav only Chal till the last Lamed of Vezayis HaBarucha? The fact that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the system that we write other things, and the Nevi'im, the Ksuvim, there's Nevuah, the Ruach HaKodesh, and the whole 9 yards of the rest of Nach, that's important, and it's, you got to learn it, you got to study it, you got to know it, but in terms of the halachic entity called Dvarim Shevichsav, called Torah Shevichsav, not Chalna, Torah Shevichsav ends the Zayis HaBarucha. So that's up for grabs, that's up for discussion. So that seems to be the Nekudas HaMachoikis, the 2 days on Tosis. The Tosis in Temura said, Torah Shebichtav ends Le'enei Kol Yisrael. Yeshua is very important, Yishael is very important, Teresa is important, and Eov is important, Mishle, they're very important. And you have to learn them, you got to know all of Tanakh also, but that's not Torah Shebichtav. And therefore, if it's not called Torah Shebichtav, then it's not subject to that parish, to that din of Ksav L'chos HaDvar Me'elim, you can say it about that. With Tosfos and Asugi and the Yesh Mefarshim, with Tosfos and Asugi are learning now, that once these things are Nitan L'Kosev, and once these are determined by the Beis Din HaGadol that these are part of the official Kisvei HaKodesh, and Alzeh Nemar, this is Nevi'im Uksuvim, so then they become incorporated at a level of Torah Shebichtav and a level of Deraisa, and now this becomes included in the Yisra of Torah Shebichtav. So in the days of Yeshua Ben-Nun, they didn't have the Navi Yishayahu yet, so if a person wanted to, person had Ruach HaKodesh and he wanted to write down Chazon Yishayahu Ben Amos before Yishayahu was born, that wouldn't have been also because it wasn't nitzvos yet as Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh. But once it was chal on the din of Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh, remember that change in history happened. The simple reading of the Gemara Bava Basra is that change was nikvah, was nimna v'gomra at the days of the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Once the vul was closed, the Kisvei HaKodesh was closed, so these became Kodesh b'Kedushas Kisvei HaKodesh. So then any recitation of these psukim yalpeh would violate and it's their eyes. That's what Taisa sounds like in Bava Kama. So this machlokes is the 2 days in Tosfos, according to what we're saying, not like the Chavos Yar, it's not some technical issue. Yeh make mistakes, Nishke mistake, anyone care about mistake, nobody cares about the Nevi'im. Is that the pshat? No, it's much deeper than that. It runs to the very essence of what the relationship is between the Vimuksuvim and the rest of, and the Chumash proper. So if we are correct in our analysis, do we have any precedent for this? Do we have other Rishonim weighing in onto this topic? So we know, as an aside, we know that there are Rishonim who side with one of these studies that we already saw. We know there's definitely one Rishon out there who very, very much held that the Yisur of Dvarim Shechtav applies to Nevi'im Uksuvim. We know that for a fact. He said it in a halachic context. And remember? Which great Rishon clearly learned, like Tyson Baba Kama, that the Yisur of Dvarim Shechtav applies to Nevi'im Uksuvim? Who remembers? One of the early beginnings of the Sugya. Remember we had the three Rishonim who say that we can finagle with the Yisur a little bit? Which Rishon said you can finagle with the Yisur? What did the Mordechai say?
Keep
on going. You know why? Because when you thought you started, you thought the word was there. Now it's not there anymore. It's okay. What was the Mordechai's raya? Megillas Esther. He said, just as by Megillas Esther you can continue reading, so to Chumash you can continue reading. That's an equation. Megillas Esther is like Chumash. So if you hold that the Isser only applies to Torah Shevachsav until the Enikol Yisrael, so that raya makes no sense. Obviously, from the fact that Mordechai is equating the two, he is clearly assuming that Nevi'im Uksuvim are on par with Torah. Now, again, I don't want to build too much for this Mordechai, because the Mordechai probably holds the Yisus Rabban anyway, as we said, because if it would have been a Deraisa, then his whole Svar wouldn't have made any sense. So it's okay, it's not such a big deal, just keep on going. But again, just to highlight that Mordechai clearly held the Katosis, but assuming that we're right, that there's a real Deraisa thing going on, what's the answer to this question? What do the other Rishonim say? What's a good litmus test? Whether Dvarim Shebichsav includes the Nevi'im Uksuvim. What other nafkamina does Tvarim Shebichsav have? Are there any other nafkaminas ledina whether something is mitzvah on it, a shame to Shebichsav? But we're going to get to that after our book.
Chavis Yoyah.
Chavis Yoyah. We're like 20 minutes past Chavis Yoyah, but it's okay. Yeah.
I think that according to Tosfos and Tamura, that there are no dinim ones in Tanakh.
Right.
Okay, we learned things out from the Megillah that didn't exist before the time of Megillah. Like when you're supposed to read the Megillah.
Oh, I mean, you asked me a question on mitzvahs that would nischachu, that not the Hilchos HaGemira, that means things that are mamash in the Megillah itself. Okay. Good question. Nope, I know. Not sure. Nope. Might have communicated about something that's chal on it, a kedushas teresh b'chav. Who cares? I know, but I'm looking for another nafkamina. Now here you're more in sync with that gemara and gittin. I want to hold off for that a minute. We'll sing together. I'll sing, you sing, whatever. Lo ya khalifa kel, lo ya mir nasal, the olam is ulasa. What does that mean? Lo ya khalifa kel, lo ya mir nasal, the olam is ulasa. What does that mean? You're singing on Friday night since you were 2 years old. What does it mean? What? The HaKadosh Baruch will never switch the Torah. Lo ya khalifa kel, lo ya mir nasal, tamura. He will never switch the Torah for something else. Lo olamim, forever and ever, there's never going to be another Torah. So that song of Yigdal is a summary of what? Of the Rambam's Yud Gimli Kari Amunah. That's why there were some who didn't like saying it in shul, because they thought it wasn't such a Jewish concept to get up and announce the things with animamin, to say the animamin. That was some chayshish. That's like other religions, they do that. They get up and they say, I believe, yeah, you gotta believe, okay? So some were real nervous about singing Yigdal, but most shul sing Yigdal. So we say the animamas, we believe the amunah shleima, the alam was lost, and the Torah is going to be here forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and then some. So the Rambam describes what that means. I put the Rambam in the Mamre Kavos, didn't I? 17. How many Mamre Kavos do we have in this figure? This is wild. 19. Is that longest? Who's keeping track? Longest figure ever this year. Is it ever in the history of?
Oh, yeah. 13 pages.
13 pages. Wow, this is with the Kimmel of Dramanes of Ksubas and all those 13 pages. And this was supposed to be an easy sugya. Imagine it would have been a hot sugya. So the Rambam, and we're not done yet, everybody. I thought we'd finish today. Not a chance. In response to your question, we're first starting. John Paul Jones has just begun to fight. Okay, so the Rambam in the 17th of the Mamre Kaimas The Rambam describes as follows. Kol sifri ha-neviim v'chol ha-ksuvim asidim libatal yimos ha-mashiach. When the Geula will come, yimos ha-mashiach will come, the neviim and the ksuvim will cease to exist. Why? Before we get to the exception, why was the Rambam so convinced it's going to, I mean, the Rambam's quoting from Maimon Chazal, that's what he thinks the Gemara meant. Why conceptually would there be no need for neviim and ksuvim? Very simple. Why? Why would they give you in the first place? Well, most of the Gemara says in the Darm that Umar Lachot Yisrael, if Chayso wouldn't have been Chaytei, well, then they have Melech Hamish Torah. They would have just gotten the Torah, and then they would have had to get Sefer Yeshua also. You know why? Because in Sefer Yeshua, Tchumi Eretz Yisrael, they wouldn't know how to divide Eretz Yisrael otherwise. So Sefer Yeshua would have been thrown in for good luck. What is Sefer Yeshua good for? What's the whole theme of Sefer Yeshua? Come on, the whole, it's 200 years, 300 years. What does it say in Sefer Yeshua? The same story. Chayso does an Aveira, right? They start being over to the Dorah, Kosh Baruch Hu sends them the Tzoras, pushed him in Moab, it's a Moab, hey, somebody. What happens? They cry out, they do tshuva. What happens? Hashem sends them a Shofet, bumps them off, Fetishka to Aretz Abayim Shana, everything is quiet for 40, 60, 80 years. What happens again? Anachamol, again the same story, over different players. It goes from Eyud to Devorah to Gidon to Yiftach to Shimshai. It's the same story over and over again. Whether it's Plishtim, whether it's Amalek, whether it's Ammon and Moab, it's the same piece time and time again. The Chayso are up to par. What do you need it for? That's what the Gemara says in the Darm. What do we need it for? So in this world, we still have to hear Musar. And Yos Mashiach, if it's going to be Moab, there's Hashem, you're going to need Musar. The Navi Yeshayo, Navi Yemiyo, what do they do? The whole Navu is scream your God, do tshuva. Didn't tshuva already. We're in Eretz. It's because she's built. Mashiach's here. We're sitting on the Torah, Yom V'Layah. What do they need Nevi'im for? That's what the Rambam writes. That Liyasa Lava, the Nevi'im Ksuvim. What do you need Mishli for? Mishli tells you, you got to be from. I'm from already. I don't have to tell me I'm from. I already heard the Musar. So the Rambam writes, all the Sifrei Nevi'im Ksuvim are going to be bought with Mosar Mashiach. Chutzim Megillas Esther. Why? Harei Kayemes, Megillas Esther is going to be around. Kechamisha Chum Sheitaira, Ukehilcha Halacha Shaltar Shabbat Pesh Einen Betayim La'olam. He says, the Chamisha Chum Sheitaira are going to be here forever and ever and ever, and the Halachas of Tar Shabbat Pesh are going to be here forever and ever and ever. Why? Because, Lo Yachli Fakir Le Yavis Hau. There's a din, that's a halach, that Torah can never be batel. It is inconceivable for Torah should be batel. The first main Torah says the Rambam, two parts of Torah. There's Torah Shabbat Sa'av, the Chamisha Chum Sheitaira, and the Hilchot Torah Shabbat Peh, the second half of Torah. So of those two Chalakim of Torah is Nema the Animamin of Zos HaTorah Lo Teh Mukhlefes. And then he says, V'yavah B'yishakol Zichon HaTzaras Yibotel. Even though we won't have any Mitzaras anymore, so Nema Ki Nishkach HaTzaras HaRishayel Chayisru Me'enai. So what do I need Purim for? I already, there's nothing to remember. Why bother remembering Haman? Me'a Purim Lo Yibotlu Shenema V'me'a Purim Lo Eilo Yavri Tachri V'zichon HaTzaras Yibotel. So exactly, that's the way it is. Purim is different from everything else, and that those sukkim of Megillat Esther that describe the tzaras of Haman and Yeshua, for whatever deep dark secret, you can write machshavas svarim and give sermons on Purim about this, and you can give shabbos, pasha zocha drushas on this. Tachlis, everything else short of Megillat Esther is going to be bought up, with the exception of Chumash Chavistari and Halacha Shatar Shabbat Peh. What is the Rambam clearly saying, Rabbi Say? Clear as day. What's the Rambam saying?
He makes the divide
between Chumash Chavistari and the Torah Shabbat Peh on the one hand, in contrast to the Navi Yeshua and onwards, the Divrei Yom on the other hand. But that one lone exception of Megillas Esther, for some technical reason, we don't quite know why. The Rambam is saying that din, that halacha, that animamin, the Ikoy Amuna, that Zel Sater Lo Teh B'Teila, was not chal in the Vim Ksuvim. Why? Because what is the Vim Ksuvim not, according to the Rambam? It's not what? It's not Torah Shabbat Peh. It's important, and you have to learn it, and it's Divrei Musar, it's Divrei Chizuk, it's Divrei Yisayus, and it's very, very important. The Rambam says in Hilchot Torah, you better learn it, but push comes to shove, it's not chalon in the din of Torah Shabbat Chav, and therefore it's not subject to that limitation, to that requirement, to Zot Torah Lotei Mukhlefes. I'm just observing this Rambam. The Rambam is differentiating between the two? But what is he saying? But what's he saying here? He's saying that there's a difference in halacha between the Torah Shabbat Chav of Chumash Chumash Torah and the written scriptures of the Nevi'im Ksuvim. That they are not chal on Hashem Torah Shabbat Chav. If it would be chal on a different Torah Shabbat Chav, then it would never be a bottle. What does the Rabbi say about this Rambam? It's b'chlal not true. Hey, Avram! Shh! That's, I don't even want to translate it, but he says it's That's ridiculous. It can't be. Ki zok the ravid, ki lo yibotel seifa mikol asvarim. The svarim of Nach will never be gone. Shein seifa, shein bo limud. So first of all, the ravid said, there's no reason for the svarim to be bottled, because they will be useful in the days of Mashiach as well. So he says he doesn't believe they're going to be bottled. Lagamre. So what does Chazal mean? The Ram didn't make up this phrase, called ksumas inli bottle. So the ravid about kach omru. Afilu yibotlu shar svar melikros fam. Megillah not yibotlu melikros asabitzibur. What does the Gemara mean when it says called sumasimli bottle? Says the Ravid that people won't be learning them. You know why? Because they won't be as relevant. They won't be so nafkamin. The whole reason why everyone's sitting and learning the Vim Ksuvim so much bismana is because they need the Musar. So it's important to learn. They'll be on the bookshelf. They'll be in the Beis Medrash. They'll be in the corner of the Beis Medrash. People are not going to be learning. Once in a while, someone will pick up on Mishlei and read a little bit. A person will pick up a Divrei Yavam and catch up a little bit. But it won't be the Ika Limud, because the whole goal of that Limud isn't really there anymore. So it's going to be secondary Limud. But to say that it's bottled, right? It says, why are you talking about because that's bottled? Why is it so partial? It can't be bottled according to the Ravid. You know why? Because to be Mevatel and say it's not going to exist anymore, that would be tantamount to saying, what's bottled? The Torah is bottled, but Torah can't be bottled. So it could be that the Ravid understood that once it's chal on the din of Nevi'im Uksuvim, it becomes incorporated into a chelik for Cheftzef and Tosh V'Chsav, and it's lo talking for it to be bottled. What will happen? People won't be learning it as much. That's why people, Bizman Hazeh, the Cheshish for the Ravid Shita, because they don't want to be, you know, in violation of that terrible list of learning Torah and Yimot HaMashiach, and they're afraid that so Mashiach will come and they'll be caught dead, you know, in their tracks, reading a Navi Yeshayo, so it's a gezeira, we don't learn Nach. No one should ever learn any Navi Muxuvim. Gezeira, maybe Mashiach's going to come right away. Okay, but some of that's the limit chos, where nobody knows that the Nach exists. So the drive, it was a joke, guys, just a joke, just kidding, okay? So Rabbi say, it could be, I'm not saying it's Muchach, but it could be that the Nekudas and Machlaikis to Taizim about our view, our world view, grandiose world view on Nach, may be rooted in this Machlaikis and Ram and the Ravid, just what is that relationship or lack thereof between Nevi'im Uksuvim and Tosheh V'Chsav. But again, this whole beer is only true, assuming that we're going down from Deraisa to Dikah HaGedor. If we're going down the Chavis Yor, as they say, Maisalach, that's all the Rabban, and then of course this is an issue, a totally different issue. So Rabbi Sait, when all the dust settles, I mean, Ma, Meshachol, Mikol, Kol, so we have a lot of things flying around in this issue. We're not sure that there is a derabbanan. If it's derabbanan, we're not sure why it's derabbanan. If it's derais, we're not sure why it's derais. We know we have machlekim. Does it apply to hotis derabim? Not. We have different biurim on derabbanan levels and derais levels. We know we have machlekis to taisim whether it's the nevi muksuvim or not. We have biurim on derabbanan levels and derais levels. But Rabbi said we still didn't get to the punchline of the taisis yet. Because what was the punchline of the taisis? Why did taisis reject the yesh mafarshim? They didn't reject it on fundamental grounds. They rejected it on what? On technical grounds. What was the technical grounds? The two magic words, Eis Lasos. Eis Lasos is going to trump everything, and therefore, with Yosef, if he was blind, he was allowed to do it anyway because of Eis Lasos. And Tosfos says about this Eis Lasos, he says, "The Mishum Eis Lasos, Amar Hosam Deshari, the Ein Duch Eis Lasos, God of Mizeh." He says, "Look at the Gemara and Gittin. Don't you'll see in the Gemara and Gittin that Eis Lasos is a matir." Did anybody take up Tosfos' challenge? You guys had just a moon of shoot in Tosfos. Tosfos says that Eis Lasos is matir. Kedi Amar Hosam. Did anybody look? Did the Gemara say it there? The Gemara says Eis Lasos is Matir Amiris Dvarim Shebichsav Yalpeh? Really? There's no such Gemara. Gemara Gittin never says that. Gemara Gittin says something. Gemara Gittin calls Eis Lasos, but it doesn't say anything at all that Tosfos claims that it says. So how did Tosfos pull that one over us? So we still got work to do. How many pages are we up to? 14? We still got a long way to go. So the answer to your question is no. This week is not over yet. But the answer is, it may be over by tomorrow. Maybe. Depending how long we can schlep it out for another day. Okay.